I'm Anne Strainchamps.
And I'm Steve Paulson.
And we've been talking this hour with African artists, writers, and intellectuals about cities and urban life. As I hope we've made clear, Africa is a place that is abundant in ideas. It's a continent with a long and rich history of producing knowledge.
For example, let's head back to Addis Ababa. In an old industrial quarter across town, an artist and a curator have built a visionary model of an urban future using ancient Ethiopian building techniques.
Proving that modern development doesn't have to come in the form of reinforced concrete high-rises.
I came to Ethiopia to travel. I was living in the U.S., and my father died, so I came back to Ethiopia. And I took my children, and we traveled around the country.
Meet Meskerem Asiget.
We went to see the historic sites like the Lalibela and Gonder and all these incredible buildings. But right next to them, there are all these ancient buildings that people are living in. Stone buildings with maybe earth mortar, thick walls. You see them everywhere. Oh my God, these buildings, does anybody know how valuable these are? How much we can learn from them? Buildings that were made like that have been standing for thousands of years. Then I thought, the only way to convince anybody the importance of these buildings is by doing a museum.
So that was the vision?
That was the vision. And I had nothing at that moment. I honestly didn't have a clue but a dream. I don't know how, I don't know where. Something has to happen.
20 years later, Zoma Museum has happened. Zoma is tucked away in a corner of the city, behind a maze of small streets. Our taxi driver got lost a few times trying to find it, but eventually we came to a corrugated metal gate. We picked our way through dust and cracked concrete and into an oasis of green. What an extensive garden. What all are you growing here?
Either medicinal plants or vegetables. So it's we are...
Terraced gardens spill down a hillside. There's a small stream and little waterfalls. There are birds everywhere. And singing.
Yeah.
And all the ginger as well.
It was the day before Timka, Epiphany, one of the biggest holidays of the year. The whole time we were walking around, we could hear this continuous singing and chanting in the background. It's all very festive.
No problem. So do you want to start from...
Zoma isn't like any museum we've ever seen before. It's a living, environmentally sustainable compound with a cafe and a kitchen. All the food is grown here.
And are these banana trees?
These are false banana trees.
There's also a kindergarten.
It's a very wildly active kindergarten. We have the kindergarten garden, because it's an edible schoolyard. And we have cows, so they milk.
You have cows,
too? Yeah, we do. We have goats, we have sheep. I can walk you around.
Zoma also makes its own electricity.
There's a biogas system here. The cow's manure comes through here, and it goes into the tube, and it creates gas, and we use the gas for lighting and all that.
And they've even figured out how to purify the streams that come from the nearby polluted river.
We grow reeds to detox the water, or we use the sun by opening the channels to kill all the bacteria.
What's most amazing are the buildings themselves. They're built by hand out of coffee-colored mud molded into sinuous, voluptuous, almost biological forms, and they look like they've been baked.
That's called wattle and daub. There is a wood frame that's stitched with string. So the wood frame is where you throw the mud and straw, and you have to ferment the mud and straw. You
can't. It has to be fermented.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You always have to use subsoil. You add straw, and then you add water. You mix it every 3 days, and then eventually, after about a month, it will start smelling like wine. It becomes kind of gluey, and it becomes like rock. This is an ancient technique, and these buildings that were made like that have been standing for thousands of years.
Talk about indigenous, natural, organic architecture.
So why are we abandoning this technique? Why can't we take this into the next step instead of using cement buildings or concrete buildings that's so environmentally bad? Our dream is to build a 4-story building using mud, and make it contemporary at the same time, and make it very modern.
Mascaram's partner in this project is Elias Sime.
This is Elias.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
He's an Ethiopian sculptor and collagist. His work is in dozens of international museums, but here on these grounds, he's turned the museum itself into a work of art.
You know what he tells the workers sometimes?
What?
Pretend you're touching your girlfriend or your wife. Mm-hmm. So you're touching the mud, you're touching her. Mm-hmm. So just feel that as you're working on that.
Create out of love.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, things seem to be coming to life. Turtles and lizards are chiseled into walkways. Dry-set stone walls are shaped like peacock tails. Entire buildings molded into patterns of waves and spirals and insects. Everything morphing from one form of life into another.
And then the cops are here if you want to see them.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
They're here temporarily.
The cows! Oh!
We had to milk them, so they're not machine milked.
Uh-huh. Oh, sweetie.
Sorry, I didn't bring you carrots.
But I'm just thinking, I suppose there are people who would say, well, it's all very well that you have a barn and you have cows and everything, but that's not art.
Oh, that is art. Life is art. You know.
Now that you've done a museum, do you want to move on to building a village?
You know, I'm getting older now. So, you know, what I'm doing is I want to motivate people. I want to see young people get motivated.
Is that why the kindergarten and all the work with young artists and apprentices?
Absolutely, absolutely. Kindergarten in particular, because you got to get them young. What you see here is really, this is the earth that gives you food no matter what we do to it. No matter how much we destroy it, it continues to feed us. So here you have kids and you know, I'm a mother. A tree that's grown crooked, you can't straighten it. A child, you can actually plant the seed there. So the vision that you're talking about, it's love.
If you can't tell, we kind of fell in love with this place too.
It was incredible.
That's Mascaram Esseged. She founded Zoma along with Elias Sime. The museum opened earlier this year.